The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material? You can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross. The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to a Friday edition of Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. If you're joining me in Tampa, whoops. Oh, got a little tickle in the throat before I could hit the cough button. Oh, what a great way to start. I apologize. What I began to say before I was so rudely interrupted by my own cough. We welcome our listeners in Tampa, Florida today. We continue to simulcast in Columbus, Ohio, and in Tampa. So welcome to our Faith Talk 570 and 910 AM listeners. It is a delight and an honor to be your host and to fill in for Bill Bunkley. But I dare not forget my wonderful listeners in Columbus, Ohio, on The Word, AM 880 and 104.5 FM in Columbus. So, again, welcome. My listeners know on Friday we have a long-standing tradition. We throw all caution to the wind on Fridays, and we open the phones. Yeah, we can talk about anything, everything, within reason. I suppose there are a few things that we couldn't or shouldn't discuss. But for the most part, we can talk about whatever's on your mind, whatever's on your heart. You have a question, a comment, something you just want to let off some steam, some things that are bothering you, troubling you, maybe some things that you don't think are being discussed on the radio, well, you have an opportunity to bring that topic up. Maybe you've been listening this week and you found that you disagreed with me. I would love to hear from you. Anyway, Friday's open phones, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Little breaking news. I was not planning on leading with this story, but we have just learned that in June of this year alone, 188,000 arrests at our southern border. These are people arrested coming across our southern border illegally. That's just the month of June. That's just the number of arrests. This does not count the thousands and thousands that successfully sneak across the border and come into America. 188,000 in June alone. Now, how does that compare to that evil Donald Trump and his failed border policies? Well, that's what we've been told. His border policies were terrible, failed. Yeah, okay. June of last year, 33,000. Yeah, 33,000. Fast forward to President Biden's border policies, 188,000. A jump from 33,000 to 188,000. And are you ready for this? Already this year, and these figures are just through the end of June, 1 million arrests at our southern border. 1 million arrests at our southern border. Hey, when you telegraph to the entire world, our border is open, this is what we would expect. It's sad because these people are desperate. They really are. But they have been given a false hope. And many have died. In addition to that, thousands of pounds of illegal drugs have come across. Gang members have come across. The border crisis is being almost completely ignored by the mainstream media. But it's getting worse. You would think by the coverage of the mainstream media, it's getting better. It's not. It is getting worse. And when was the last time you heard Vice President Harris deal with this subject since she has been given the responsibility of dealing with it? Yeah, I don't remember either. All right. Hey, it is Open Phone Friday, and I try to defer to the phones as much as possible on Friday. So we're going to go to Columbus, Ohio, and we have the privilege of talking with Alex. Alex, welcome. You're on the air.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, Alex.
Well, I haven't listened to your show before, but I just happened to tune to it today, and I just wanted to see if I could blow off some steam. I'm a little bit frustrated.
All right. Blow off all you want.
Well, I just actually kind of stormed off from a conversation I was having. I'm 24, and I can't stand my generation and generation below me. I can't stand the entitlement and just the lack of disregard for all the sacrifices that were made to make this country possible and to protect it. I can't believe how easily people will just say how much America sucks, how much they can't stand it, how much everything is so problematic and they have it so bad. And it's like, how the heck can you even sit there and say that when you very much almost guaranteed to have grandparents, great-grandparents that died, possibly, protecting your ability to even say that?
Well, Alex, it is encouraging to me to hear a young person understand these things. And if America is so horribly bad, as we are constantly being told by the Democrats and the liberal left, I mean, we're told that constantly. We're bad, we're bad, we're bad, we're bad. You just heard me report that so far this year, 1 million people have been arrested at our southern border trying to get into our country illegally. And that does not take into account the thousands and thousands that have been successful in avoiding our Border Patrol agents and so forth and have made it into the country. If we are that bad, why are these people willing to risk their lives to come into this country?
That's a good point.
Well, Alex, I share your frustration, but hang in there, brother.
Thank you.
God will use your frustration, if you will allow him to do good things in your community, in your family, because you have the ability to think, which is very rare today. So God bless you, my young brother.
Yeah, God bless you.
All right. You say you've never listened to the program before?
No, never. Now I'm going to start, though.
Well, we consider our listening audience a family, so let me welcome you to the family, all right?
Thank you so much.
Here every day, 3:30 to 6. God bless you. God bless you.
Yep.
Well, that was encouraging. That's great. Often I hear people say, well, you only have a bunch of old people listening to your program. Oh, nothing could be further from the truth. I think most of you would be shocked at how many young people listen to this old fuddy-duddy on the radio every day. Those young whippersnappers they keep tuning in. Now, seriously, we have a lot of young people who listen. May their tribe increase. All right, we've got to take a break. Again, my telephone number is on an open phone Friday, 877-BOB-LIVE. I love it. Young 24-year-old just wants to blow off some steam. Yeah, maybe you want to as well. 877-BOB-LIVE. Give me a call. Let's talk.
Bob Burney Live, looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Hi, here's some good news out of Great Britain. This is an update on a story that I covered extensively at the time. Some of you may remember that back in, I believe it was 2018. Yes. 2018, the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association held a crusade in the London area called the Festival of Hope. Yeah, the Festival of Hope. Well, obviously, they wanted to advertise the crusade, the Festival of Hope. One of the major advertising outlets was the Blackpool Council in Lancashire. They control billboards, they control advertisements in buses, which is a really, really big deal in London, in most of England. Here in America, advertising in buses is not nearly as big, important, or as influential as it is in Great Britain. Well, anyway, when the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association tried to acquire contracts for advertising, the Blackpool Council said, the ads are offensive. Now, I don't remember exactly the wording of the ads, but they were like, come and hear messages about hope. If you need hope, come. If you want hope, come. I mean, they were very generic, very positive advertisements for the Festival of Hope. Well, they weren't censoring the content of the ad. They didn't like the organization behind it because Franklin Graham has consistently taken a biblical stand on marriage and the family. Yeah, he has dared to take a stand that almost all of civilization has taken for at least 2,000 years, a stand that the Christian church has taken for 2,000 years. So anyway, they said, can't advertise. Well, they went ahead, had the festival, had the crusade. It was quite successful. Many people gave their hearts to Christ. And the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association sued. Well, they had every right to sue. Their rights were destroyed by this advertising council. Well, that was back in 2018, and I am very happy to announce that a council in the United Kingdom, the Blackpool Council, has issued an apology for censoring the crusade. And they are willing to pay over $150,000 in damages. Councillor Lynn Williams, head of the Blackpool Council, explained in the apology that the council accepts, quote, that the advertisements were not in themselves offensive. Interesting wording. We further accept that in removing the advertisements, we did not take into account the fact that this might cause offense to other members of the public and suggest that some voices should not be heard. You think so? We sincerely apologize to the organizers of the event for the upset and inconvenience caused. We have learned from this experience. We are committed to ensuring equality of access and opportunity for the population of Blackpool and providing and improving quality services for all. Well, the Billy Graham Association issued a gracious comment. This is an important moment for religious freedom in the UK. We're grateful to God for the final outcome of this case and for what it will mean for churches and Christians across the UK in years ahead. Well, good for them. They went to court. They won, got an apology, got at least their legal fees returned, and I think more importantly, sets a precedent for other Christian organizations, groups, ministries in Great Britain. And then, just before the top of the hour break, there is this. Los Angeles County is reinstating their mask mandate indoors, even if you are fully vaccinated. Yep, Los Angeles County goes into effect this coming weekend. If you are indoors in Los Angeles County, you must wear a mask. But what about if you're fully vaccinated? Doesn't make any difference. Then why get the vaccination? You know? Quote, this is part of the reasoning. The vast majority of new cases are among unvaccinated people. That's from Los Angeles County. Then why punish the people that are vaccinated? But then they went on to say they will focus on education rather than enforcement. Handing out citations to people who don't comply is not something we really want to have to do. So they're going to issue a mandate, but they have no intention of enforcing it. I wonder how restaurants, other businesses are going to respond. Yes, that's why we talk about California being the land of fruits and nuts. Yeah. All right. We have so much more to get to. You're listening to Bob Burney Live. Stay tuned.